news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition, the WrestleMania edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Kind of funny to be sitting in this time frame, but it's all good. It's all good. Got a chance to chill out and rest last night. Ready for today. Get into your thoughts. Get into the big show that we got coming on today. Now, I know it's a transitional mania, as we've talked about in the past, but we do have some interesting things that can take place within this show. Couple of things that you could be looking at, and we'll get into today. If you get into the Monday Night Raw Go Home Edition, we got a wink from Paul Heyman, and there was a noticeable wink from Paul Heyman. So that kind of tells a tale a little bit to me. Let me go to the phone line, line number one. Big Tone, what's up, man?
Reach for the sky, boys. What's going on this morning?
Reach for the sky, reach for the sky. But before I go any further, let me give you guys all the ways you can contact the show. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call. Call in 718. Speak up.
Randy.
What's up, man?
Good.
All right. Don't forget to do what these two gentlemen did. Dial 706-993-4606. Get your thoughts and opinions heard on WrestleMania. You can also email the show, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Twitter at Wrestling Call In, Wrestling Call In Show on Facebook. All right, guys. As I was saying before, this seemed to be a transitional mania, but we can get a lot out of it. I think this can be a good show. This has the potential, at least. But if you look at the go-home episode, I think as a whole, the go-home episode sucked as a whole. But you did get some interesting things that happened. The Paul Heyman wink tells me it might maybe a Roman Reigns heel turn. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Randy. I'll let you speak on this one first.
No, go ahead.
The way it looks, yeah, I see it coming. Will it be tonight? I don't know. Will it be tomorrow? There's a possibility. But the way when Brock on the sports center Friday and said, okay, don't think I'm going anywhere. After I resigned, that just threw a monkey wrench in everybody's whole works. He resigned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep the belt on. Now, everybody found that he resigned. So everybody's thinking Roman is not going to win this belt. They're going to keep it on Brock, which is smart if they do.
Mm-hmm.
If they take it off of Brock right now, that'll be the dumbest thing I ever will know. We're talking about the WWE here.
Exactly.
Exactly. But it wouldn't make any sense, though, because he can't get over.
Now, we need to remember, too, that we are telling... And I've said this in the past, and I think it's stupid, but, you know, we have to deal with it. Well, this is going to be tailored to five-year-olds.
Yeah.
As we saw in the ending of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar tug of war for the belt, which is the god knows the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh my goodness, that was just dumb. So by saying this, if you do get a heel turn from Roman Reigns, does that put Roman Reigns as... I know he won't be the John Cena guy in terms of popularity, or he'll never ever be the main guy, but does that put him in a different stratosphere? Does that put him in, you know, the realm of conversation of maybe one day being that main guy?
Sorry.
No, what I think, like from your first question, I think he should be like John Cena, like where he don't give a shit, you know, like whether he's like whether they boo him, cheer him, he don't care. He's gonna be Roman Reigns, the one that's gonna kick at everybody's ass one by one, line them up, Brock Lesnar, all of them.
You can't have two of them at the same time.
No, but right now you're gonna have one in the mid card, and you're gonna have one in the main event.
Now, see, here's the thing. Now, here's my issue with that too. A, the world's not big enough for two John Cena presences. That's number one. And then, to a lesser extent, and I know I'm speaking a little bit down the way, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Samoa Joe's on his way in. And with Samoa Joe being on his way in, he's being a Samoa. He's not a part of that clan. He's not a part of that clan per se, that tribe I should say. But
that we know of.
But still, that might have some potential issue down the line too. Just in a little down the road.
Okay. Now we know Fat Man Joe is coming, but is he going to conform to what? What he wants,
right.
Or is he going to be himself and do like ROH does,
right.
And be spot fest?
Right.
If he can play the game, then they'll bring him up, and they'll probably weave it into a way that yes, he is family, or he's not, and he's perpetrating a fraud,
right.
And trying to make the family look bad. Then him and Roman can go at it, but they're going to have to build that up if they do it right, which I doubt very fucking seriously. But with Roman the way he is right now, it will never fucking work. If they make him do a heel turn and go back to how he was in the Shield, it doesn't work without Dean or Seth with him. By himself, he's going to crash and burn.
Let me ask you a question, Randy. Seeing that you're, let me ask you a question, Randy. Being that you're the because you're the only guy I know from the network who really is behind Roman Reigns. If there's somebody out there, please make yourself known. If Roman wins, if he wins clean,
I don't see it, so
that makes you happy, Randy. If he wins and wins clean, that makes you happy. Do you think if he wins that clean, do you think that would turn any reaction to Roman around at all?
He's gonna keep getting hated. It's just like John Cena. How many times has John Cena hasn't people booed the shit out of him every time he won? At the end, what does John Cena says? You can hate me, you can love me, I don't care. As long as I'm getting a reaction, I'm good. I don't care.
The only reason why they're booing John Cena so much is because they shoved him down our throats.
Yeah, just like Roman Reigns. They're doing the same with him, man.
The difference is, though, Roman's only been doing this, what, a year, almost 2 years now? We had 10 years of John Cena.
So true. All right, let me ask you guys this. If we get the heel turn from Roman Reigns, if we get it, what does that put Brock?
Oh, he's top babyface, guaranteed. No question.
No, of course, yeah. That'll make him the top babyface.
No question.
Can you see him as a babyface though?
No, you can't. He's going to be that monster. But the turn, if they do it right, the turn that would make it more impactful is if Paul tells Brock he's a fraud, goes to Roman and shows him how to beat him. That will do it. If that happens and he goes to Brock and he seals the deal. That will probably get him. It's going to take time, and with Paul Heyman, and they put Paul Heyman with Roman Reigns to build him up. Oh, it would be lovely. It would be lovely.
And he could have a mouthpiece.
But will they stick with it though?
Right. He needs.
Exactly. He would have that mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one thing that he needs.
But
he will have
be
it.
Able to. But will he be able to do the same shit in the ring? That. It's the question. The mouthpiece part, perfect. You got Paul Heyman talking for him and doing all the business, but he's got to perform it in the ring. Will he live up to the thing? No.
Yeah, but I think it will be perfect because he'll be that dominant heel that's just knocking people down for no reason.
But you got Roman.
No. We got the, if you want to go that route, you got Rusev right now. He's the number one heel.
No, but after Rusev loses today, nobody's going to give a shit.
Gotta be done. Rusev is not going to... Let me hush now because we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to Rusev in a minute. Oh my goodness, we'll get to Rusev in a minute. But the whole thing to me, he built this, the whole build for Brock Roman Reigns is just completely to me wrong. I thought you should have got some type of physical altercation between the two. You really didn't. I thought that was wrong. Roman talked way too much in the whole thing. He's better when he says nothing and does a lot. The whole build-up to the whole card was raw. And in this match in particular, and then there's one more match that the build was just particularly wrong. And that's Sting and Triple H. But, like I say...
Honestly, the best build-up was John Cena's. If you think about it, they had the brawl, they had the talk, they had the promo, they had everything. That's the best build-up for this WrestleMania. John Cena and Rusev.
But if I want Brock to retain, if Brock does retain, you may see one more match out of him and Roman Reigns, and...
I think
he'll win that one too.
He's gonna cock his fist and let it rain on that bitch.
I don't see it happening. Sorry, but particularly
if Brock wins today, because not only did he sign back, but like I said, we said this before. I think Tony C. I think you were the guy who brought it up. That's such a good point. Brock's a legit badass, so you kind of paint yourself in a corner. So unless a heel turn comes into play, you know, by Paul Heyman,
you're not getting that belt off Brock anytime soon.
Yeah, but how many times are we gonna get that shit though?
Tony C, what's up, man?
There he is.
I came to chime in all this goddamn Roman Reigns propaganda.
Exactly. It's too early for this shit.
I got maybe
45 minutes I've been awake.
Off the hill.
And it's the right time for this Roman Reigns. It's too early for buffoonery. Time to let it rain.
No, it's not. It's never time.
Yeah, this is 1996, and we ain't talking about Sean Kemp. That's the only Rain Man I know. Well, we ain't talking about Sean Kemp. Hello. Go call Lee Champion.
Oh.
Look at posters of Roman Reigns all day long.
Let me ask you a question, though. If Roman Reigns does turn heel, what are you doing?
Going on strike.
What do you do with all his merchandise?
Burn it.
No, you keep it like that. All his shit that says I can and I will, all of that shit, believe that, just make it cocky. Every time he goes to cut a promo, he says it cocky. Like, you know, I conquered, whatever the fuck. I can and I will. I told you.
No, it's not.
I told you. Believe that.
I got a question. No. Brand. Why do you compare Roman Reigns to John Cena?
Because it's basically the same shit. It's two people. Wait. It's two people that the company is like fucking going crazy for, and they're shoving them up your ass.
But Cena, the issue with Cena was he's there all the time. People don't like Roman Reigns because he ain't got no personality. It's freaking like watching paint dry.
A lot of people say that they don't like Roman Reigns because he makes it like he carries himself like he doesn't care and he's too cocky, and I think that's a cool thing about it. No, he don't give a shit.
He's that person that you hang out with that tell a joke and it don't hit. You just look at him, bro. Real, bro. Shut the hell up.
Now, let's move on. Let's move on. But real quick, let me do this before we go forward. Let's go ahead and get some winners out of here. My prediction, to me, Roman Reigns is going to turn heel.
But he ain't going to be
stupid, Will.
He's going to turn heel. I don't think...
Bro, a beast can't be a face. Who cheers for a damn beast? What the hell they do that at?
But check this out.
The only reason why I say that...
I got you, Hollywood, but check this out. If he turns heel and he joins Brock... And they both go. While Brock is gone, he's dominating until Brock comes back. Let Brock go in, defend the title. What do you think about that one?
See, my
like only, dangerous alliance type thing.
See, my only
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
See, my only thing with Reigns, you done built all this time in the Reigns, and I don't think Brock re-signing with them is going to necessarily sway them from going from that. That's my
thing is going to happen with him signing another contract. He's just going to lose. He's going to lose WrestleMania. He's going to lose the rematch.
<really. laughs> I look at it like this too. If Reigns wins, he turns. Regardless, Reigns is in a bad spot. He's going to be booed either way. Regardless, they're booing him now as a face. They're doing it right now. So if you turn, mm-hmm. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm there with you.
I'm saying he don't have the personality.
I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
You gotta have that personality.
I'm there with you. But if you turn him heel. And he doesn't say much. You let Paul Heyman do the talking for him. You turn him heel. You don't have the cash in. Hey.
Where's Lesnar as a face?
He could go back and rest for a couple of more months and come back and lose again.
I don't think they're taking that belt off. But then
you devalue in the streak.
Exactly.
Then the fuck the streak. That shit is over.
So you guys, last year.
Yeah, because he ended it.
So you guys don't think that Brock would be okay even if he lost?
No.
He beat Cena.
It'll hurt him. It'll hurt him more if he lost. I'll put it like that.
Because he's been dominating.
He's been dominating ever since he got back.
Right. But it's
all I have to say is SummerSlam.
But see,
so whoever beats Brock Lesnar is going to be, people going to look like, holy shit.
Okay, so.
That's not going to happen, though.
Okay, so...
Now with Roman Reigns?
Okay, now...
Exactly.
Okay, so if Reigns doesn't do it, if he doesn't do it, is the guy on the roster yet that can?
Rusev? I have to say it.
No.
I'm about like Big Show. I hate to say it. Because he ain't dominated.
Show got dominated a long time ago.
Show ain't ready for Brock, and he knows it.
If it's Rusev, that's kind of interesting to me.
I've been trying to tell you that for the last three weeks.
Yeah. Even though it doesn't sound believable, but the only person the people will accept defeating Brock Lesnar will be Daniel Bryan.
We ain't even talking about that.
Let's not bring the troll into this.
Hold on. But it's believable when Roman Reigns beat this man with a damn punch.
Exactly.
You got to kiss my ass.
Superman punch, spear, that's it.
Kiss my ass, thank you, coach.
You're killing me,
Cole. You're
going
to feel the power of all the Samoans.
Sound like surfer now. Next thing you know,
you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me with that one. If they put Rusev against him, as big as Rusev has right now, and he keeps the belt, which we all know he's going to, if he keeps the belt, they push him up. And we know it's going to happen, even though we don't want it to. Rusev doesn't get put over. If they're smart, they will bring him back up.
They will keep, they'll put the U.S. title back on him and have it like the Russian against the Beast money.
Now,
Will, before, let me comment on something that's being said about about Brock.
Yes.
And his appearance. These are the same people that get pissed off at John Cena being out there every week, but they want Brock Lesnar out there every week so they can turn on him. That, see,
that ain't gonna happen.
Damn you people, okay? If you want to come twice a month, every other month, let them do it. Because you know why? They give you something to bitch and moan about. Because if you did exactly. it, and he was there every week, you'll be, well, damn, why won't they just need to push somebody else? Why don't they just, damn that.
So
he got it the right way. He don't get stale.
So according to you guys, I should change my pick from Reigns turning heel and winning to Brock retaining.
Brock gonna whoop that ass.
Nope.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
I said it from day one.
Let it rain on that bitch.
If they do what's best for business, Brock gonna lay that ass down and move on. Because the simple fact, Roman Reigns is green as hell.
He is.
He's dry. And he ain't gonna draw flies. Okay. Let's just be honest.
Thank you.
And what you
Thank
say, Tony?
You.
And what you say? Fly. And what okay. you say? And what you see? And what do you always say, Tony? It's about drawing money.
It's about. That's all it's about. You but you got Brock. You're making T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Heyman guy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn Roman Reigns. Damn them Samoans. I hope all of them lose. And I hope Brock come back at 32 and get that ass whooped just like he did at WrestleMania. SummerSlam 2002. Damn that. I'm going to go on every show because I'm sick of this crap. People complaining about Brock Lesnar not being on TV, man. It's
that's
bullshit. These are the same people that get mad because Cena. Oh, damn. Oh, there goes Cena. Every week it's Cena. Well, damn. What you want?
Yeah. You can't have it both ways.
See what
that's
I'm saying?
So true.
You can't have it both ways.
That's true. That is true.
So what if he don't show up again until goddamn... What is it, March? Mid-April. So mm-hmm. what?
Right.
Heyman's there. Deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he won't get stale.
And
he's saying some bitches be talking about, man, damn, Brock Lesnar on TV, too. That's okay.
And people forget Hogan did it, too.
No, Will. If Randy and Lee prediction come true
mm-hmm.
and Roman Reigns win, how long before their ass get sick of him every week? Not shit.
2 weeks.
Triple.
2 weeks.
I did not know.
That's okay.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Be careful
what you wish for out here.
I didn't know Lee was a fan of Roman Reigns.
Oh, he got.
Oh, you didn't hear the show last night, did you? You didn't hear the show last night. That's all he talked about was Roman Reigns.
I'm like, oh Jesus! Directly at him during his promo.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
He got a man crush the size of California on him.
I did not do that. Oh.
I got something for y'all at. Everybody who pissed off at Brock because he's not there, make your words soft and sweet because you're going to eat them some bitches. You're going to eat them.
I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so tired of Baby Diesel. Baby Diesel. They want a son of a bitch out there every week being crammed down their throat so they give them something to complain about. They want Brock there so they can get tired of him and complain. Brock smart. Fuck that. Y'all not going to get tired of me because I ain't going to be there.
Right.
Y'all going to pay to see me defend this belt. And that's smart.
Right.
That's smart business.
Okay.
You see what happened to Cena over 10 years.
Right. Uh-oh. On the Skype hotline, Mr. Lee Champion.
There he is. What's up? I heard my name. What's good?
Yeah, you're damn right you heard your name.
What we doing? I heard my name. What we doing?
You're damn right. You're mad first to Roman Reigns. You know you're going to get
Lee. I ain't raised. I'm just as hood as the next man. What we doing? We flashing. What's up? What we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
I did not know you were a Roman Reigns fan.
Oh, the thing is this. All right. First off is this. All right. And I heard what Tony C saying. Yo, you don't go from one extreme to the next, though. I don't have a problem with Brock Lesnar personally. I don't dog Brock Lesnar. All I'm saying is this. When he said this already, if they will take him off TV, use that opportunity to build up the IC championship or something.
Yo, you won the belt back in August, yo. You defended the championship 2 times, yo. Yo, all you got to do is at least, that's you ain't even got to be on TV every week. Yo, how can you call a man a monster as a world champion? You defended the championship twice. So I'm saying this, if they re-sign Brock Lesnar, if they re-sign him, make him work more dates. That got to be part of the agreement. Yo, work, make him work more dates. Yo, we say it don't matter, but Tony C included, me, Tony C, and everybody else got on the rant and said, talking about part-time wrestling. And that's what he is, a part-time wrestler. So make up your mind what you want. Do you want a part-time wrestler? Do we have problems with part-time wrestlers? No. Do we have problems with part-time wrestlers except Brock Lesnar? Is he an exception?
Because if you look at it, like Tony C said, if you look at it, though, he's a part-time wrestler. He's not going to get stale. He's there for one shot, defends, dips out. He doesn't get. Exactly. He does not get stale.
Now he's like Joe Johnson
down people's throats. Come on now.
But Big Tone, what I'm saying is this: Joe, he can wrestle. He can be more involved and still not get stale. No, you can't go from one scene extreme to the next. That's true. You see John Cena on TV every week. That's fine. All right? But, you know, and I'm not saying Brock Lesnar got to show up every single Raw. But if I remember correctly, and I'm pretty sure we got archive footage, we can go back, that when The Rock won the championship for fucking 2 months, he won that shit in January, and he dropped it in what, March, end of March, April? Motherfuckers were living. I can't believe he wasn't on Raw. Why put the belt on him if he ain't on Raw? How the fuck they gonna give this man the belt? And he ain't show up for Raw. They should have did that before they gave him a championship. Why you won't get his man? He had that. Look, The Rock won the belt at the Rumble. He defended it at Elimination Chamber. And then he dropped it at WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? Rock, and everybody bitched about it. They bitched about The Rock doing that.
But that's why Brock did it the same way. You look at it the same way.
He
didn't follow the same pattern.
He didn't have to wrestle on Raw. All he had to do was, you mean to tell me they couldn't have him come in at, they couldn't come, have him come in at the Royal Rumble and have a match there or something.
My only issue.
Who he wrestled at Royal Rumble? I mean, not Royal Rumble, but Survivor Series.
He didn't, I don't think.
No, he didn't wrestle.
He didn't. Oh, yo, even if they said we only want you at the Big Four. Even if they said that, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, Tony. That's the difference. I never fuck with Brock Lesnar. It ain't his fault. Because ain't no man, any man in their right mind, if they get into you, me, or anybody else, I'd fucking took that deal too. You gonna give me all this money in the championship and you want me to work twice? Fuck yeah, I take that shit. Fuck y'all. That ain't Brock Lesnar's fault. But at the same time, you can't shit on the man Roman Reigns, because again, if that was us, we would have took that shit too. Diesel, he even said it himself. Listen, let me say this and I'll be quiet. Diesel said this shit last night. Diesel said this. Kevin Nash said this. He was like, look, the ones that been in the ring know me. I wasn't the best worker, but a lot of people had to carry me. Yo, talk about somebody getting the world. He won the Intercontinental Tag Team, the World Championship all in a year, but and kept that shit for almost a year. Nobody talked about him being green. Nobody complained about any of that shit.
But you don't know the whole lot about it. You're right about that, Lee. You're right about that.
Lee.
He did win it all in 1 year. But you have to understand, he was in WCW first, and he broke in there. He showed his ass there.
No. It wasn't, Big Tony, it wasn't no developmental back then. Roman Reigns was FCW. He was in fucking NXT. What about Sheamus? What's the excuse for Sheamus? Sheamus won that belt fucking...
Because Cena was gone.
And another reason, remember, Sheamus was Triple H's boy.
No, because he defeated Cena. As long as somebody else that they don't like, everybody's okay with it.
And Sheamus was Triple H's boy, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
So, the problem, you know what the issue is? You know what the issue is? The issue is this. The issue is Roman Reigns, nobody had a problem with... The issue is Roman Reigns won that shit at the Rumble. If Roman Reigns was just called number one contender from Raw, the issue was the Royal fucking Rumble. Because this, Miz, nobody gave Miz any type of shit for being world champion. No, you know what? Nobody believed Miz.
It was a joke.
Give him this, though. you got more personality than Roman Reigns.
That's true.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Did you want to see? Did you want to see? Hey, Tony, so tell me, WrestleMania 27, you was hyped to see Miz in the main event at WrestleMania?
Hell no, but I know he got more charisma.
But did you bitch to that level? Did you bitch to that level when it came?
I didn't care.
And you can't tell me that match. Who on this phone will tell me that match that he had with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns wasn't a decent match?
It was. I can't front.
Ain't nobody saying
it was a fucking decent. So he proved that he can. He proved that he could pop. He proved that he can have a nice match.
I'm saying, you realize Daniel Bryan carried it.
I was about to say Daniel Bryan carried that match. Roman Reigns had a couple of spots here and there, a couple of big man spots, but primarily.
Oh, come on! How many people we like as wrestler fans that we like their personality, but they fucking got carried by people? Everybody loved a fucking Austin Warrior. He couldn't wrestle. He got carried by most of the people he was in a match with. WrestleMania 7 is a classic because Macho Man carried his ass.
It was obvious though, with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan in that match, it was obvious.
It was obvious that every fucking match the Warrior was in.
They still say that shit about John Cena, which makes no fucking sense.
You know what the problem is, Big Tone? When we were children, and that's what it was geared for back when we were young, we wasn't looking at it from a technical sense, and we just accepted this shit for what it was. We ain't bitch about nothing. They gave us some piss-poor WrestleManias back in the day, and we still watched that shit because we were amazed by it. So now that they gave us, now that they're coming back around and they catering towards today's children, I get pissed off with people about, because it's for the PG era. When we started watching this shit, it was PG.
Yep.
And we liked it.
It's going back. It's like you said, Lee, it's coming back in a circle.
Full circle, sir.
And now it's going back for our children, and we want, no, that's supposed to be my shit. That ain't fucking fair. You taking that shit. So, yo, the other children have this shit. The little children out there that like Brock Lesnar, they tap out of him. He's supposed to be a monster. They like Daniel Bryan. They got him looking out there looking like wrestling Jesus and everything else. Let them have that shit. Yo, it's sports entertainment. If fucking Roman Reigns win, it'll be no different than when Ultimate Warrior won at WrestleMania 6. It'll be no different than when Sergeant Slaughter. It'll be no difference when Sergeant Slaughter walked out of SummerSlam with the world championship. None of us was bitching when Sergeant Slaughter was world champion.
Yes, we were.
In 1991.
You ain't lying. I was one of them. I was one of them.
And Randy, you quit bringing up John Cena. He's not in the damn main event. We'll get on him in about 10 minutes.
No. What I'm trying to say is that if it's someone that people don't like, let's say right now Roman Reigns, John Cena, everything they do is bad. Everything they do. If they win something,
that's
is bad.
True.
If they lose, it's bad.
No,
yes, it is. That's how y'all get it. Y'all always get at them for no reason. Oh, he can't wrestle. Oh, he can't talk.
I'm going to give Cena his due. He got personality. He got charisma. He got that.
Right.
His moves.
You know what?
Shit.
Every wrestling in WWE, every wrestler in WWE is watered down. Every single wrestler is watered down in WWE. Plain and simple. They wrestle safe style. They wrestle a very safe style. And I hate that anybody who's waiting for that Attitude Era S style to come back, because there are people out there that believe that shit coming back. They hold on waiting for that shit.
Yeah, I'm
they
one
waiting
of them.
On it like they're waiting for Jesus.
I'm
they're
one
waiting
of them.
For the Attitude Era to come
I'm
back.
I'm one of them. They need to bring it back, because I'm one of them. I'm sick of this.
You know why they coming back? Because if we got to, we'll borrow a fucking stream from somebody. We'll borrow somebody's network. We won't buy the T-shirts. We won't buy the merchandise. We'll make other decisions. We got bills. But when your children come up to you and say, Daddy, and you take him out to see John Cena or whoever else, and he look up at you with them little eyes and say you want that T-shirt and headband, you're going to go down your slide and pay for it. And then video games and everything else. So they're going to pay. They know how to get to you is through your children. And that's what the fuck they doing. They don't give a fuck about you. If they depend on us, WWE was almost out of business in 1997 around with us.
So true.
And that 7 million or the, all them 8 to 9, they forget the ratings, we'll leave quick when we don't get what we want.
Right.
But the children will stick around. So they gotta go back that cycle, and then they're going to cater to the children. That's what it is. Take it for what it is. Whoever wears the knife, it's going to be fun seeing whatever happens and then it'll be done. But you know what? I think this, no matter what happens, it's going to be some bitching either way.
Mm-hmm.
unless Heyman turn. Then ain't no need to bitch, because you see it coming.
And that's another thing. Everybody want a heel. Yeah. Everybody want a heel champion. Everybody want a heel to have it. Everybody wants the heel to have it.
Why not?
Everybody else want a heel.
Why not? What's wrong with the heel being champion?
We have the heel champion right now.
What's wrong with the heel being champion?
But when TNA do that shit, when TNA do it, half of their champions are heel. When they do it,
that's all they do is put a champion.
Hold up. Everybody knows TNA is a second league. We're not talking about them right now.
Right.
They know the concept of having heel champions. They're garbage. But answer this question. Lee, you're a WCW fan just like I am, so we all of us love WCW back in the day. Answer this. One heel champion in either WWF or WCW, who do you think, who was the top heel champion? And how did he, and you, if you look at it from start to finish, how did he do?
You talking about like Flair, Hogan, or Scott Steiner or whatever?
Yeah.
What you mean, how did he do?
Let's put it like this. I'm gonna make this an example. Harley Race, when he had the NWA title, he was just running roughshod over people as a heel, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I mean,
we're getting that now.
It doesn't make it no, okay. You want to talk about now?
Y'all brought that up with Hogan in 90. Y'all brought that up with Hogan. The thing was is that Hogan could have been off. You know the difference between Hogan being off TV and Brock being on TV then? Because you could tune in to fucking Nitro or any pay-per-view, and you had options. You could see the cruiserweights. You could see the tag teams. You could see all this other shit. They filled a void.
Right.
With Brock Lesnar gone, they didn't do the work. Again, I'm not taking shots at Brock Lesnar. It's not his problem or his fault. It ain't his job to run that company. You knew you were taking that man off the TV. We all knew it. Even I said it. Well, good. It's a great opportunity to push the IC title, the U.S. title, make that shit seem important. But what did they do? They had the IC champion jobbing every fucking day, every Monday or Thursday. He getting pinned clean in non-title matches.
Anytime you got Wade Barrett jobbing to Sin Cara, you got issues.
He won that championship and every defense he had after that he lost, didn't he?
He didn't win one match.
Yeah.
He won the championship and then he got pinned in all of them.
Because they know he's accident prone, they're going to take it off him. But we're not talking about that. I understand what Lee's trying to say.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you keep, like, Brock is the heel champion right now, you keep him off. Lee, I agree with you wholeheartedly. They do need to bring the IC belt and the U.S. belt back up while Brock is gone. If they keep it on the belt, if they keep it on him tonight, they can start doing that. But who would they put it on? Who would put the IC belt on? There's only one other choice for the U.S. title, but we're not going to go there just yet. How do you think they're going to bring that up with those two?
They've had since August to elevate those champions in that championship, and they failed to do it thus far. They haven't done it. So my thing is that with Brock Lesnar, okay, if they want to keep the championship on Brock Lesnar, okay, say for example they want to do that. All right, Brock Lesnar said at the internet ESPN interview, he said that the issue he had, if you go back and listen to the whole thing, matter of fact, William posted it. If you go back and listen to the whole thing, he said that the issue he had the first time was the schedule. He did not like to work the schedule, the date, and traveling. So that leads me to believe that he signed a similar contract. I can't say so for certain. I'm going based off his comments. I could be wrong. I don't have to know that for fact. So if they did have him sign something similar, all right, that means it would be bad business. And Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania night, Brock Lesnar on Raw tomorrow, and then you don't see him again for another 3 or 4 months.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. I doubt that very seriously. The stretch in between him, we've seen him on Raw, I don't think it's going to be that big of a jump. Yeah. I say probably every 2-3 weeks, okay. But not a month and a half, no.
Big Tom, you know 2-3 weeks is fine. Nobody's going to miss him in 2-3 weeks. But the jump, the gaps they had prior to that,
yeah,
I mean, come on now, since August. Back then when Hogan was champion for 4.5 years, we didn't see him on TV every week.
That's true. Hogan was
still making appearances at different places. Brock Lesnar just ain't wrestling. You know what? even he is he is fighting. He's fighting. He's wrestling his matches like he in the UFC twice a year.
He got a boxing deal. He got a boxing UFC deal.
Yeah,
but I do want to throw this stat out there.
And you take you good with it. It should have been vacant.
I do want to.
They strip storyline. How you do that? Storyline. How you do that when you strip Daniel Bryan for the championship because he couldn't defend it in 30 days, or Brock Lesnar gone for 3 months.
But the thing is, they don't do that 30-day rules. That's for us old school guys. The 30-day rule. Nowadays, they don't fucking believe in that shit.
Can I throw this?
They just did it with Daniel Bryan. They took the championship from.
But they knew he was hurt though. He was hurt that bad. That's why he couldn't. They didn't want to risk him getting even hurt worse than he already was. That's in my opinion. That's why they took the belt off of him. Does it make sense?
No, I know why they did it.
Can I throw this stat out there real quick? Hogan defended the belt from August 96 to August 97 five times. That's it. And two of them were
on TV. But Tony, what else was going on in the company?
Just saying.
Why Hogan was gone?
I feel what
you're right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that they still had these proper championships that people wanted to be. Look, people still were breaking their neck, busting their ass, trying to be U.S. champions.
That's what I'm saying is that,
okay, you want us to put the blame on the writers and not Brock Lesnar, which is right. I agree with you. Don't put it on that man. What I'm saying is, don't go dogging out fucking Roman Reigns. Dog out WWE for that too. That's good. Oh, fuck that. You done had draft champions before.
You know what, Lee?
What if Rusev went? What if Rusev went on the Royal Rumble and threw Roman Reigns out? What conversation would we be having right now?
Got a mouthpiece, though. They need to give him a mouthpiece. If they give him a mouthpiece.
His mouthpiece ain't been on TV for 3 weeks. So where is his mouthpiece?
She's going to be there tonight.
She better be there tonight.
What I'm saying to you is that we've had people in the past that couldn't talk and were world champions. Or were potential world. Fucking Andre and John couldn't talk. You right here, the mouthpiece. Who's to say? Yeah. All I'm saying is that, okay, what I'm saying is this. I think people are trying to find something with this man. And if it was any of us in his situation, you tell me you wouldn't take that shit.
Well, Baby D's are going to take it because his daddy took it. But anyway, either way you slice it, Lee. If Cena win and Bryant win and Reigns win, he going to get overshadowed again because those guys are bigger than him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? He ain't going to get overshadowed by Daniel Bryan because they doing everything in their power to keep him low. So you ain't got to worry about that. And the fact of the matter is this. All right, let me tell you something, Tony. John Cena has been getting booed for a decade. Back of when Rob Van Dam beat him at One Night Only in 2005, motherfuckers been calling for a heel turn. They've been wanting John Cena, and he's only increased in his achievements in WWE. So if they're going to do what they want to do, regardless how anybody feels.
Okay, let me ask you.
If they want him to be champion, no matter how much bitching or whatever else go on.
Oh, of course,
it's going to happen.
Of course. Let me ask this question: if all three of those guys win, who's opening up Raw with a promo? Who's opening up Raw?
Cena?
I don't watch Raw, so I don't know how they said that. I don't watch Raw like that.
It'll be Cena.
You know who will open up Raw.
Let me tell you something. John Cena is the face of that company, and he's going to be the face of the company until he leaves. We know that.
Let me ask you guys this.
Roman Reigns, not.
Let me ask you guys this, and I'm going to segue a little bit to the Icy Ladder match.
Brock Lesnar, not either. He's a world champion, so what's your point?
I know WWE's got a lot of issues. I know WWE, because I had picked Daniel Bryan to win the IC championship when it was announced he was going to be in it. Kind of pulled for our truth a little bit, but I thought Daniel Bryan was going to win it.
We know
that ain't going to happen. But if it happens, amazing.
Daniel Bryan shouldn't win that either.
Now, that's what WWE is saying. WWE is saying that they're not sure if he should take that championship. Their concern is our concern, his health. So you got two guys. You got two guys in that ladder match, Wade Barrett, Daniel Bryan, that you both have to be concerned about their health. So doesn't this open? So doesn't this open things up more for Dolph Ziggler
or Ambrose?
Oh, Dean Ambrose.
Ambrose should win it, but Daniel Bryan shouldn't win it. You know what? It's okay, like it was 10 years ago or whatever. It's okay to have multiple people in the world title scene. For some reason, they've forgotten that. Remember years ago where at any given time, you could have Undertaker, Stone Cold, The Rock, or whoever, anybody could have been world champion at any given point in time. Yep. It's okay to have that. So why not have Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar? Why not have four or five people all trying to get this championship? Right. Why not do that? Right. It's okay. Daniel Bryan don't have no business going for the Intercontinental Championship. He's transcended that. You don't make somebody go backwards like that. No. He's already... No, you don't do that. Let... what's his name? Huh?
I said Brock did.
What you say?
He suplexed Cena all the way to the U.S. title. Damn.
16
John Cena don't need to win. John Cena don't need... You know what? John Cena only needs to win, really, and technically. And you know how... William, you know how I feel about that with John Cena and his 15, 16. John Cena really only needs two more world titles.
To be
he's going about his business. John Cena don't need a world championship no more.
Nope.
The only thing John Cena should have done... The only thing John Cena should have done is John Cena should have beat The Undertaker. Because he's the only one that should have beat The Undertaker.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, too. Brock Lesnar... They better thank God that Brock Lesnar resigned. Because if Brock Lesnar didn't resign, you know what it would have looked like? It would have looked like a UFC guy came in there, took over your company, and left.
Now, Rex in the chat. Let me see what's going on with the chat room. We got Rex in the chat room. Mr. X in the chat room. You guys are killing it in the chat room. Big Tone, you in the chat room, too. We got Josh. We got Iron. So thank you guys for being there. We got Dr. Doom. He's in there as well.
William, let Brock Lesnar keep the belt. You know what? Let him keep it, and then let Triple H beat him for it. Then everybody be happy, right?
No, Triple H can get back in the ring with him. Triple H can get back in the ring with him. He knows that shit.
Hey, Big Tone, it won't be no complaints if that happened, right?
Lee, I feel like Surfer did.
But I don't see that happening, though.
You know what I'm saying? But Big Tone, if it happens, You think it'll be any complaining, or you think it'll be okay at that? You think it'll be okay?
No, everybody's going to bitch and complain because Triple H is coming out of the retirement, not being CEO again, and trying to bring that belt back. I don't see it happening, though.
Look at what
because
happened
last time it happened, exactly, the last time they fought, he busted his ass and made him look stupid.
Yeah.
That made Brock made it's, Triple H look like he was slow. Now,
H
he's back in the ring with
him
now, he's done.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If Batista come back and beat Brock Lesnar and he leaves for 6 months to go
play
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
No,
Big Tony, be open-minded, Big Tone. Now, I'm trying to ask you,
because
I know you're going to listen to reason, Big Tone. So, but if Batista come back and he come back with his blue thigh highs and armbands and whatever, and he beat Brock Lesnar for that championship and go make Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Avengers 3, and then he come back 8 months later, it's okay, right? So it won't get stale. It's okay if you do that, right?
If he's not on TV, back to back. If they're not shoving him down everybody's throat, and he going to do something, and he makes an appearance like Flair used to do, from even if it's via satellite, just to show his face. Hey, I'm still here. Y'all motherfuckers aren't getting rid of me that easy. Yeah, that's fine.
When they thought he was going to win a Royal Rumble, when he won a Royal Rumble last year, why he didn't get a chance to win that belt like he supposed to? I'm confused.
Because the way they put Batista in there like that, and everybody knew it was already a foregone conclusion that Daniel Bryan was supposed to get that, that's what fucked that up.
Another thing that kind of messed that up, too, is Batista didn't want to put Daniel Bryan over.
Exactly.
Wait a minute, who said Daniel Bryan was supposed to get that? I think the issue was, and don't get me wrong, I'm a Daniel Bryan fan, I don't have a problem. But the thing is that I think people think he's supposed to get it just because they like him. He lost that match with Wade Barrett, so why should he even got a match? He didn't win. All right, just think of it this way. He lost his match at the Royal Rumble clean to Bray Wyatt. He got pinned clean earlier that night. He got pinned clean. Then on top of that, he wasn't in the Rumble. So technically, he shouldn't even have been in the WrestleMania.
But I didn't see Brock moaned. He bitched him on, and yeah, they got him in there.
As a matter of fact, last year, William, you got the show, right, William?
What's that?
They were calling Daniel Bryan. You got the show last year. I know you got it, William. Mm-hmm. Last year on the show, they were calling for Daniel Bryan's head on a platter.
Yes.
For being at WrestleMania, I hope he breaks his neck and goes. Motherfucker, y'all got to play hard enough because he broke his neck 2 months later. Hey, look. So what I
want to
know is this.
They did play hard.
Yeah, they did. They did dirty, though.
Did you already get a lock of Roman Reigns' hair so something can happen to him in 2 months? Because y'all wished Daniel Bryan away last year. And now, I hate his guts. What is he doing there? He's too small. He ain't ready. He don't do it for me. I'm tired of the chant. It ain't him. It's the chant. But now Daniel Bryan's supposed to be in the main event this year, right? I'm fucking confused.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm in a bizarre world. This is a completely different internet wrestling community than it was last year. I'm confused. Last year, Roman Reigns was supposed to go to Royal Rumble, and Daniel Bryan was supposed to go to hell.
Now, Lee, there's a difference. There's a difference, because I will say this, and let me be totally clear about this. Rant AM, the nation, the community that we have here, all of us are 10 times more intelligent than the internet wrestling community. Let me say that right now.
You can't say that about Rage.
After what I heard last night, we can't talk about Rage like that, but go on.
Well, most of us are. And,
okay,
and,
thanks,
and, Ray, and Ray you can't CM Punk gonna make a run in tonight.
I said but, it. You damn skippy. But for the I
most,
said it.
But for the most part, we see what's going on. And the reason why the IWC wants Daniel Bryan in that role is because they feel when he was champion, he did not get a legitimate run as champion. So that's why they feel the way that they feel. So let's
well, your look. Shit happens though. The show
exactly,
got to go on.
Exactly.
Magnum TA got a car accident. I'm sorry, Magnum TA. You supposed to have been the man, but what? The ship is sailed. Daniel Bryan. I'm sorry his run went that way. But you know what though? The path they put him on when he won that championship, it was fucked up from the get before they got
him. You can blame
they got him. They put him with Kane.
Yep. And that's
they put him with Kane. Yep. They had him running. With his wife, like he was the heel.
Like Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
You're running like Sheamus.
Yep. So, again.
So, I mean, they did that. They you know what they did? You know what I personally felt like? I felt like it was like, fuck it. You want him champion here. That we're gonna give you a champion, but he's going to be champion. We want him to be champion.
Right.
Give him the belt so everybody shut the hell up so we can go on about what we got to do.
And that's what I was saying.
Hey, when he came back from injury, who did he go against?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roman Reigns. He came back that second time, but we need to go up against Roman Reigns.
If Randy Orton beat Seth Rollins, single example on Raw tomorrow night, Randy Orton beat Seth Rollins for his Money in the Bank briefcase, and then he beat Brock Lesnar. Anybody got any
place
for that?
That'll be some bullshit.
It will be some bullshit. It really will be.
Because that's the same old
that'll
thing.
Be some bullshit.
That's WWE's playing it safe, and they need to stop it. They don't have enough faith in their product to come out with something new or give us something different, and that's a damn shame.
We can't say that because they're trying to give us Roman Reigns. Now Roman Reigns is different. I'm gonna give him that.
And he knew he's different, but he's not ready until we say he's ready. All right. So if Triple H come out tomorrow, Stable Zab, he put Cesaro out. And he's like, do some old WCW shit. Mm. Like they did with Booker T. Like they did with Booker T back in WCW. And they pull Cesaro or Sheamus out and have him go against Brock Lesnar and beat him. Cesaro. Mm. And Cesaro beat Brock Lesnar for the championship. What happened?
Well, you know that
what's the response?
Well, you know that won't even be the case, so Vince don't believe in Cesaro.
Yeah.
Vince don't
fans like him, so you won't
fans
be bitching
love him,
about that.
But Vince don't. And Vince got to sign off on everything.
Exactly.
So Seth Rollins cash in and beat Brock Lesnar right after Brock Lesnar beat Roman Reigns, is that okay?
We'll have to deal with it.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay as long as it's not Roman Reigns.
And it's and it buffers your argument too, because you know Seth Rollins will be there week after week.
My whole thing is, I have zero problem with Brock Lesnar. It's just the fact of, this is not the UFC. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he show up every week. He don't even have to be on TV every week, but it just has to be a little bit more than what we got since August.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. It's only fair. If I'm a competitor, get somebody a shot. Show something. Have him come out there and beat people. It seemed like he appeared more before he won the championship than after he won it.
Mm.
He fucking beat up Big Show, beat up Mark Henry, beat The Undertaker, fucked up John Cena. You can name a ton of shit. Fought CM Punk. More motherfuckers, he did more damage in carnage he raised before winning that championship than after.
Well, I'm looking on the net, and they say Christian supposed to be coming back now, so there you go. That was somebody else. I don't know. Shit. I need a check.
I thought he retired. Due to injuries.
All right. Last question. I'm shutting up because I didn't already did enough running my mouth. All right. So if Undertaker beat Bray Wyatt tonight, are we okay with that?
You good?
No, not really.
From what I'm saying.
No, not me personally. No.
From what I understand, I don't think Bray should be there right now. From what I understand, you might get it the other way around. And I don't understand why that's even a rumor. I don't get it why it's even a rumor, but...
What, that Brock, that Bray goes over?
That Bray goes over. There's a rumor out there saying
Bray
goes over.
Bray should go over. Bray should, why should he go
over? That's a rumor.
That's the worst build-up ever.
Hey, William, why shouldn't... It's a horrible build-up, I agree. But why shouldn't Bray Wyatt go over?
He should.
An old, decrepit Undertaker.
But he should, but
Undertaker who hasn't wrestled with Latin in a year, and he got rushed to the hospital, real life. He's going to come back and beat Bray Wyatt. Now, when Cena did it, he buried him. So it's okay if Undertaker come back and do it.
But you can't... But can't
forget about how you feel about Undertaker.
But can you have Undertaker losing two manias in a row? Can you see that?
He should, William. He should. He should lose.
And then he's going to lose to Sting next year.
William, he should win and disappear for a year?
I'm just saying... Can will everybody here be okay with Taker losing two manias back to back after going undefeated for so long? That's all I'm asking.
Back to back, no.
That's all I'm saying.
Not back to back.
Yeah, because the whole point of the whole Undertaker thing is we don't worry about this year. It's all about what's going to happen next year.
But have him
build strong this year.
There's nothing on the line, though. What? There's nothing on the line. What's the point of Undertaker winning? There's no streak.
Right.
Yeah, you know, just be... He already... The streak is gone, so nobody cares anymore. Just make people see, oh, he can still beat someone. And then have maybe that dream match everybody's talking about, and then call it a quit, and that's it.
This match is
What does that do? Right. I don't want to see it. What does that do for Bray Wyatt? He already lost to... He was hot. He lost to John Cena, and then he leaves Undertaker. Is that fair to him? Who would you rather... We want something new and fresh, we just said, so watch Undertaker win.
Well, honestly,
you can't have Taker lose this match and then go into next year's Mania if you so close.
Yeah, because
That's what I say. That's what I was saying earlier. That's what I was saying earlier.
Sting said that this could be his last. Like he said, it's not a 50-50.
Right. This match.
We are feeling that's going to be Sting Undertaker. That's all an assumption. There's nothing that's saying that it's going to be Sting Undertaker.
There's nothing concrete. This match here should have been Taker and Sting, and then you close.
That's
what this should have been.
Hey William. Let's be real. Taker and Sting should happen in WrestleMania 27. After that, it should not be Taker and Sting. Taker don't need to be wrestling.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
But if he's going to wrestle,
he should.
That's like Ric Flair going over people. You Undertaker, okay, the mystique and everything that Undertaker had, his championship is lost. But at this point, it's an embarrassment now. Undertaker needs to stop. There's nothing. I don't see how Undertaker selling WrestleMania at that point if somebody wants to use that. Because there's nothing in the line.
But just the fact
that Bray Wyatt is challenging him is an empty challenge. What's the point of challenging him to see the man?
But look at everything that Bray did. this was a one-sided feud up until this point, and it was wrong from what they did. I give Bray his props on that last promo that he cut the other night. That was an excellent promo. But this, but this has been a one-sided feud the whole doggone time, and you're running the risk of somebody getting hurt in that match, because Bray can't carry Taker, Taker can't carry Bray, so I don't know.
We don't know if Bray, we don't know if Bray can carry Taker. He might, we don't know.
I don't think he can. Yeah.
Nah. All right, they've done it before. WrestleMania 17, if I believe, they did it, because at WrestleMania 17, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it Kane versus Undertaker?
Yeah, but
no, that was Triple H.
But
that was 18.
But even but
all right, Undertaker no, did 20, not Undertaker 20. Did not show up. What was the one where he didn't show up until WrestleMania to fight Kane?
20.
Okay,
yeah, that was WrestleMania 20.
He came up with that short answer, so it was one sided. Kane was challenging Undertaker. You didn't see the Undertaker until WrestleMania. They tried to do that again. If Bray Wyatt wins, what does this do for him?
If it doesn't, if it's going to shoot him up into title contention, because Brock beat Taker last year, and he beats him this year. He's going to go over, and he's going to be in the title picture.
And the whole point of the feud to begin with is to have Bray supposedly take over the mantle of Undertaker to be that new face's affair, which I don't know how you can do because both guys do it different. But that's the premise of having Bray. Taking over Taker's place in the company as far as being the face of evil or whatever.
Can I chime in real quick?
What's up, Rex? How you doing, man?
What's up? It's Rex. Yo, I've been quiet the whole time. But the way I see it going, it's one of two ways. They built up Bray very strong. And, you know, we've been watching that over the past 2 months at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're either doing it for Taker to retire to get the win over a strong Bray, or to make Bray get over on Taker to have people doubt whether or not Taker has one more in him.
Right.
And both of those, I think, are you know,
viable reasons.
I mean, they make sense, but it goes back to what you said, Will. Is the physical human being in the shape to actually make that happen?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he is. I don't know. And you can still see some greenness out of Bray, which is why I say I don't know if he can carry Taker, because you can still see greenness out of Bray, too. I love Bray, though. But you still see greenness in him. Uh-oh. Surfer, what's up, man?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
What's so special? Why are you on the air? Or it's Sunday. What happened to you last night?
Here we go. I know, right? All I can say is, oh, it's Mania, man.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Surfer?
What's up?
But, let me get predictions. You guys have talked me into it. I'm changing my prediction right now. I'm doing it right now. I'm writing it down. I got Brock winning tonight. Who you guys got winning?
Brock.
Roman Reigns.
And he said it proudly. And he said it proudly, too. He said it
like he was looking at the poster.
Like he's looking at the shirt right now. Believe that.
He had a poster hanging up with Roman Reigns with the title in one hand and his daughter on his shoulder. Roman Reigns.
And his hair all wet.
I bet you Randy got some of his Minnesota Viking stuff too. Alright, anybody else want to make a prediction? Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar.
Brock, unless Heyman turns.
As usual, I'm on the same page as Tony C.
Never said what's going on with Cash Cow's in the chat. Cash Cow, how you doing? Who you got, Surfer? Reigns and...
I'm still calculating. I'll have my predictions later on this evening.
He said calculating.
Yeah, he did.
Calculating?
Man, like,
we talked for about an hour and a half last night about who you're going to predict, and you're like, I'm not going to say it until tomorrow. It's tomorrow right now.
Hollywood, man. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the next match. Sting versus Triple H.
My computer analysis hasn't finished yet, so.
He's still collecting data.
Hey, you know what, William?
Yes.
I want to say this, too. I think I was thinking about this yesterday. I think one of the reasons why they possibly, one of the reasons, the obvious reason being that Taker could carry Sting, because, I mean, let's be real, Sting is, first match in WWE is set up differently. This is a big stage. Mm-hmm. It's better for him to face Triple H, but also because it would have made more, if Triple H can take a loss at WrestleMania, he can afford to take a loss, but
right.
I don't think they would want to put the outsider and have, they've been billing Triple H, I mean, Undertaker as a WWE guy, Sting a WCW guy.
Right.
I don't think they want to put an outsider over Undertaker. So, they want to give Sting his WrestleMania moment.
Right.
Triple H will take that loss.
Right.
And then if he does meet, or Triple H will get it back fucking whatever the next pay-per-view is, I'm sure it'll be a rematch and he'll win.
Right.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah, Extreme Rules is the next pay-per-view after Mania. All right, let's move on to that next match we just alluded to. Sting versus Triple H. Who you got and why? And I don't like the build-up of this past the Stephanie McMahon spot that he did. Other than that, I don't like the build-up of it at all.
Terror Rising gonna win. You gonna
beat? I agree.
He must have
I agree. The King of Kings is gonna be. He's gonna bust that ass for this time.
I want Triple H to win, but I think Sting is gonna take it.
I think
Sting. Come on, we all know. We all know he's gonna win.
Baby Nikita gonna win. We got Baby Nikita and we got Baby Diesel at this pay-per-view.
Oh, it can't form. I want Triple H to win this match too, but I can't see it. I'm going with Sting.
Lee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Will.
I got a question for Lee.
Sting's gonna win. My bad, Ton.
Is Lee still with us?
Go ahead.
Lee, you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and tell us, Sting.
Lee, what if Triple H says that Sting was in the wrong place at the wrong time? Would you mark out?
You stupid, Tony. Leave me alone.
Got him.
Oh, my goodness.
What would be the chance of doing this match? Ric Flair came down, screwed Sting over one more time.
I can see that. That'd be funny as crap, too. That'd be funny.
Sting gonna get his WrestleMania moment.
Let me ask you guys a question.
He's gonna get treated like Hogan did. He's gonna get Hogan treated like Hogan in 2002. After Hogan beat Triple H, Hogan got his ass beat until he left again.
Let me ask you guys this.
Undertaker dragged him around the arena. Brock Lesnar bear hugged the blood out of him. He got his ass beat left and right. After he beat Triple H and lost Undertaker, Hulk Hogan got fucked up until he left again.
Let me ask you guys this. What is the chance, based off what you've seen in this build-up, Ric Flair and Triple H, who can see Flair screwing over Triple H?
Wait, we're getting a Flair-Triple H match?
Who can see Flair
screwing over Triple H? No, Ric Flair needs to sit his ass down. He needs to have several seats. Ric Flair, though, that Crypt Keeper looking motherfucker. He's embarrassing himself. Ric Flair, he did a good job last night. I give him that. He did a good job. He sat down.
He didn't finish him.
He don't need to be doing that physical in the ring because he didn't say he didn't got dropped twice. Once or twice already.
So no one can see Ric Flair getting revenge over Triple H over that punch to the face.
I can see it, but
you
in
think
a different
he can
way.
Make it to the ring though?
Didn't have to be in the ring necessarily.
Yo, Lee, I told you my Ric Flair story last year at WrestleMania. Some old man almost bumped into me. And I was like, excuse me, man. And he turned around, and it was fucking Ric Flair.
Damn.
Did he apologize? Or did he go, whoa, in your face and strut away?
What do you think he did? He was drunk as fuck. It was like 11.
Damn.
That's early. 11, like,
did he bust himself over?
Damn, that's early.
He probably was drunk.
He said, good to see you, brother. Woo! And shook my hand, and I was like, I'm glad I did.